Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend John Longer.
I'm here with my friend Glenn Tickle, who is apparently pinching off a loaf. And we, as always, are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our damn heads, one page at a time, in convenient and easy to listen to podcast form. It's late at night when we're recording this. We're sleepy babies.
Man, that baby would not go to sleep.
Oh boy. I, in the chat to arrange the recording for today, I suggested just put Buckaroo Banzai on because that baby get bored and fall right asleep.
No, she would stay awake. She'd be enthralled with the exploits of the Hong Kong Cavaliers.
I don't think so. I don't think so at all. But speaking of Hong Kong Cavaliers, which is just something that sounds cool that I don't know anything about from a dumb movie, we have a very fun guest. That's a terrible segue, but I don't care. Whatever.
That is a great segue because that's how people, like, you get recruited into the Hong Kong Cavaliers the way we recruit people to be on the show, just by kind of asking our friends.
This is my fault, but I'm excited to have Richie Wormcastle on the show. Hi, Richie.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Hey,
the world's on fire.
We started this with the most medium energy you possibly could have.
Yeah.
And like, as trained professionals, we should have all hyped each other up, but we just spent 6 minutes feeding into each other's anxieties and depression.
We left hype behind in season two.
Yeah. Good.
This is coming out the day of the election. Like this.
Yeah.
Good.
Man. I should have told you that when I told you have to pick the theme.
Yeah. I hope
I'm gonna play this while working at the polls. I'm gonna like make everyone listen to it and be like, yeah, I'll give you your provisional ballot, but after you listen to this possibly hour long podcast.
That's right. You're poll working for the first time this year, right?
Yeah, I like to find any way I can drop that into the conversation throughout my life. I'm a great citizen.
I can't because I don't have an immune system, so I can't be around it.
Right.
Dude, if this was Starship Troopers, you'd be like well on your way to citizenship without killing any bugs.
Man, you're like the third person unrelated to bring up Starship Troopers around me today.
Goddamn delightful movie. Never read the book. So Robert Heinlein, or how do you say his last name?
I don't know. I don't read books.
Famously.
Yeah. It's come up before, Richie.
Married to a librarian. Doesn't read books. No. It's weird.
That makes sense. I think that you know how they like you talk about like puzzle pieces and completing each other. It makes sense that your wife's a librarian.
Yeah.
You don't read.
She reads plenty for the both of us.
Leave that horseshit romantic metaphor bullshit off this podcast, please.
Save
that for the polls.
I read a lot. I read many children's books. I read Little Blue Truck 400 times a day.
I start a lot of books. I get two chapters into almost every book I own, and they all have different expired debit cards as bookmarks right now. There's a whole shelf of them.
I have ADD, so like I have a genuinely hard time. If I don't like block out a whole bunch of time to read through a book, I'm not going to remember anything when I go back to it.
I have, this is not related to anything, but I also have ADHD, and I'm reading a book about adult ADHD, which I can't get through.
Yeah,
and they so brilliantly, though, they each chapter does like the whole chapter, and then at the end there's just a one page summary of everything you would have read. So it's like you can read this whole chapter or just read this page.
Yeah, just give me that pamphlet.
And I'm like, great, thank you. I can diagnose myself from a commercial. I don't need the whole education.
Well, speaking of education, what are we going to educate our listeners and ourselves on today, Richie?
All right. I narrowed it down to two, so I'm gonna kind of just, you have to pick a letter. You guys have to decide between a letter, and I'll tell you which word it is. One starts with an E, and the other starts with an H.
I'm gonna go with H.
Yeah, I don't want to pay for the vowel. This is
all right, perfect. So, the word then is hufu or hufu. H-U-F-U.
It could be another one. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is.
You can say it however you want.
I think it's Hufu.
Oh, okay. Well, then if it's Hufu.
Oh, thank God.
Then I know.
Glad we cleared that up.
Good thing we didn't pick E. What was E going to be?
E was angustration. Angustration.
The fuck are you doing to us, Richie? I invite you as a guest on our podcast. We haven't been able to hang out.
Yeah,
all
year. I know. And like every
hard mode out of the gate.
Yeah, every other episode is like a word that everyone knows, and that's why I was like, I got to do a word that I know they didn't do yet, and no one knows it.
So, do you know what this is? Have you looked it up, and you know what it is?
I know the one sentence descriptor of each of the words. I don't know, like, I didn't look at the page, but I know what they, like, the brief definition would be.
Okay.
So Hufu.
So, yeah, just really quick.
Hufu, is that something?
So, it's Hufu. Do you want me to tell you what the one sentence description is?
No, I don't know that we do. That's what we got to figure out before we go any further here. Do we go blindly into this and trust Richie has our backs, even though he knows we're wrong?
Right.
Or do we get the one sentence description and try to just power through and prove our dominance?
See, I brought a lot of adventure to this episode that you guys weren't ready for. I'm a big D&D guy, so it's all I needed to give you options.
It's not a D&D monster, I think. I would
no, never, you would know. Well, I'll tell you the one that isn't the one that you're not doing. Angustration. Angustration. No, it's so this is why I don't know, because I would think that too, that ending would lead to that. It is a dish consisting of an animal stuffed inside of another animal. So a turducken.
Okay. And, so it's like, there are others. Like the kings used to love this shit.
Put a
rabbit, but get the rat, put that rabbit in a goose, put a goose inside a pig, shove that pig in a cow, and bring it in here.
Roll it around in some salmonella and then deliver it.
I legitimately want to talk about that for like a half hour, but we didn't pick it. We talked some hoo-foo bullshit. So do you want to know what it is, or do you want to just guess, Glenn?
I'm trying to think. Khufu sounds like it's a thing that I've heard of, but I can't think of what I think.
It sounds like everything. It sounds like Cthulhu and Fubu.
But I think it might be a made-up thing from a movie. Like, it might be what's that, what's the movie with Jack Nicholson and Napoleon Dynamite?
Is it Buckaroo Banzai? It's the only movie we're allowed to talk about on this godforsaken podcast.
Neither of them are in that,
thank God.
Jamie Lee Curtis was cut.
So just to be clear, you think Richie picked a topic that is a fictional thing from a movie?
No, I'm saying the other thing that it sounds like that I'm thinking of.
Well, then why the fuck are we even wasting time on it?
Because I have nothing to go off of with
this. Then that's it.
I have no idea what the fuck Khufu is.
So we just answered ourselves. Give us the one sentence description of this, and we will go from there.
Okay, so Khufu is a tofu product made to resemble and taste like human flesh. It was a product that was created.
Who's taste testing this?
Lunatics. I don't know.
Dexter. So
that is all I knew of the word, and I didn't go to the article. And I'm dying to talk about why this exists. Yeah.
I have, in fact, heard of this. It was like, remember when Soylent started?
Yeah.
It was like around then, like 2010-ish. I'm going to talk about Soylent for a little bit because I don't know that much about the other thing. Soylent, the guy who started it sucks. I forget. He did something this week. I forget exactly why he sucks. He does because he made Soylent, which is stupid. It's fine if you want like a milkshake for lunch.
Wait, stop. Stop real quick.
It tastes disgusting. His whole premise on making Soylent, I just muted John. His whole premise, he's like, you know how eating sucks and how we all hate that we have to eat?
Right.
Like, that's why he made Soylent. I think I gave you permission to unmute yourself, dummy.
Oh, yes. Thank you, my liege. So hold on. So I was unaware of, like, I'm familiar with Soylent Green, obviously.
Right. Yeah, it's people.
Yeah, it's people. You can't spoil something that's that old if you don't get that reference, whatever.
Right.
So I understood that. Some motherfucker made an actual product called Soylent.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want to eat food to stay alive.
Yeah, so it's like a protein mix
powder
thing.
Shit.
It's a food replacement, they call it. And
which makes that's no why sense.
There's like practical uses for that in the world.
Sure. Yeah.
But right. the reason he did it is stupid. He's like,
yeah,
I hate that I have to like eat food. I'm like, you dumb idiot. That's the one of the best things about being alive.
So are you saying that like
it's in just the too inconvenient.
In the Venn diagram of like manufactured food products, there is a small overlap of the two circles between I don't want to eat and I'm curious what people taste like.
Yeah. It's there. Yeah. There's the,
no, that's the Hufu is that's not
Hufu. Yeah.
Also the guy who made Soylent named it the worst possible name.
Right. Which that's what it blows my mind is what, if it wasn't a PR stunt, then why, but why would you name it that? That's like if you had a dog food company and you put pictures of horses on the can and then you were like, no, but it's yeah, not. It's not horses. Know, it's yeah, definitely just, not horse meat.
We you're just good. Named it after a horse.
Yeah, we call it's it called Pony's Horsey Cry. Chow. For, yeah, it's just for fun. You know, mane and tail.
Did you say Pony's Pride?
Pony's Pride.
Pony's Pride dog food.
Pony's Pride dog food.
It's not made of horses. Jesus. We just have a lot of horses on the picture. Our so mascot is a cartoon horse. Them. You'd think it would be a dog, but it's a horse.
We are horses. The company is owned by horses. What you don't understand is that we're sentient horses.
This is a real misread situation down at the factory.
Yeah. Are you guys familiar with the Far Side? That's us. We just decided to make dog food.
Yeah.
Oh boy. So Hufu is human flavored tofu.
Human tofu.
Yeah. It was
The only way that I can even fathom that this exists is it was like a publicity stunt to promote some sort of apocalyptic either movie or television show or book. Like I would be surprisingly okay with that as a stunt, but I feel like this is some asshole that was doing it genuinely and like sincerely.
I gotta guess a shitty artist is involved because there was like wasn't it like a dude in Denmark who a couple years ago like took like liposuction fat from people and like cooked with it and fed it to art critics. And he's like, I'm an artist. Like you're a lunatic is what
that's
you are.
Wild. That's yeah. really crazy. Art is crazy. Art is fun like that. I think you're right. I think it has to be either a statement or, I mean, you know, that in the early 2000s and until now zombies have been so, it's just like such a saturation of our culture with like zombie shows and too books many and stuff. Zombies.
So shout out to the classic improvised Wikipedia podcast episode of Zombies, which we just re-released. Check it out.
In which we both complain about there being too many zombies.
There's too many.
Sure. 2 years ago, and they still keep making them. Knock it off, the zombies, guys.
Yeah, pick too something many. New. We're not scared of them anymore.
You scared of zombies currently? You think they're going to get you, bud?
I don't think so. I mean, there was a time, I don't remember if you guys remember this video, but there was like a guy in Miami on the freeway who was like on drugs and bit someone's face off.
Yeah.
And I thought then, I was like, oh, this could be real. And then like when coronavirus started, I don't want to talk about the pandemic, but I do want to say that for like 3 weeks, I was like, this is how zombies starts.
Yeah.
But now we're late enough in, I'm like, it's just a really, really bad thing that doesn't have any like Hollywood value.
I think the face eater, I think that was the beginning of the bath salts.
Yeah, that was when like bath salts started popping
off. Yeah, that's right. My mom had bath salts in the bathroom when I was a kid. So there was just like a tube of like Bed Bath and Beyond bath salts.
Yeah.
When the bath salts thing got big, I mean, I was a grown adult, I guess probably. I was probably in college, but I remember thinking like, oh my God, my mom has bath salts. I hope she doesn't try them. She's going to eat my dad's face.
I thought the same exact thing. You never know. Like for a good couple of years after all those stories were coming out, I was like, that's not what they're for, guys. It's just... right.
It's for also, exfoliation.
Like,
you
bath salts are mostly, it's Epsom salt. It's a magnesium sulfate. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Why would that have such a strong reaction if people are snorting? I didn't know there were two different things. I didn't know it was like a fun street
name. All mine ever did was make my ingrown toenails feel better. Yeah. Why is this happening?
It's going to soften your calluses. Sure, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Why are they biting people's faces off?
Are they confused? That. If you ingest it, do you confuse faces with calluses?
Yeah, you become part bath salt. It's actually a superpower. It's not a disease at all.
So who do you think's the asshole that invented this fucking human tofu?
It's got to be some shitty artist.
Right. You think it's a shitty artist, or is it just like a, is it like a Silicon Valley bred startup because they just throw money at any idea to see what sticks?
No, because it seems like such a dumb fucking trolley problem of a question of like.
Right. Oh, the whole, not, like, would you eat, would you eat people?
It's not, it's not human, but like it tastes like human. So like, should you eat it? Go fuck yourself.
I'm guessing somewhere in it, Joe Rogan is probably involved. It's got to be like a Fear Factor spinoff where he's like, we're going to eat burgers made out of people.
Yeah. And it's really just like shitty GNC protein powder.
Yeah.
Like pressed into the shape of like.
Yeah.
Oh, Joe Rogan.
That's slopopotamus.
Slopopotamus?
I feel like that's a thing I've heard young folks say.
Oh, that's great. The youth culture is on point.
I believe you're the youngest of the folks on the call, so.
I am, and that is not good for any of us. I still, I do feel sometimes like the young one, because I am young, but I'm old.
I mean, in this context, you are.
Yeah, I love it. I feel so cool.
Glenn and I are both in our twilight years.
Yeah.
Really winding down over here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm impressed that you guys can work all the technology it takes to make a podcast.
Oh, I had some of the youths in the building set this up for me.
You should, the episode we did with Rosalie, the number of attempts to get this to work was, ooh, that was laughable. Bad.
Yeah. I'm really good on the computer though, because I like to window shop new rocking chairs. I don't actually buy them, but I like to read the product specs on Amazon and Wayfair. Yeah.
And like desks that pop up into drafting tables. I don't have anywhere in my house to put it, but
no,
I like to look at them.
I had a drafting table in college and it was great. And I only took in the 6 years I was in school, I only took one class that required me to do any drawing. But I had that table the whole time and it was sick.
I had one for a while, but we moved it out to the shed at one point and it just got crappy out there. So we got rid of it. Hufu though.
Well, can we ask the question of like, would you try it?
No.
I am definitely in. I love tofu. I really do.
Really? I'm also a big fan.
Yeah.
I'm on the other side a lot. If I eat too much soy, I can't stop farting for days. So sure. Like, I'm actually like, no, I'd rather eat human flesh than this soy bullshit.
Right.
If I'm gonna do either of them.
I would do both. If this took a dark turn, but like, I think that if there was
Hold on, ethical way, stop. What the fuck did you think was gonna happen?
What was I thinking? Yeah. I picked human tofu.
Where did you think this was gonna go?
I was really hoping this is exactly where we go. I would eat the soy tofu stuff because it's just a dumb package, really, for a product that already.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat it because it's a dumb idea that makes me upset. Like, not because I think it's ethically wrong to eat it. Like, I just don't want
to
give shitty Dutch artist decided this was a fun idea to give them the satisfaction.
I think the very real part of this is all these like plant-based protein alternatives right now are super expensive too. And I feel like there's humans all around us.
I'd eat Ben Youngerman for sure. I would kill and eat him.
Yeah.
And Will one day. When he goes missing, you know where he is. He's in my belly.
I'm like a baby, like
that Scottish guy. Powers. That's really just Mike Myers. But
Ben is your nemesis. But if you were going to cook, if you were going to cook Ben, I would try him. I feel like I'm not going to be like, I'm going to be like, well, Glenn already killed him. It's going to happen. I might as well taste it.
I'd hate to see my friend go to waste is what you're saying.
Right. I would use every part of the Ben. I'm not going to finish him.
He's short, but that's still like a whole ass person.
I think
there's no way this is a long Wikipedia page, so you know, if we were still keeping score, I feel like we'd actually have a solid shot of winning.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be much about it. The only thing I'll bet you that we're not is the reaction of the public. I guarantee you this product lasted for no time at all. It was either a very short promotional thing. It didn't exist.
This was like
or like you said, it fits in if it's an art thing, then it's like, you know, it lasted one that's one season.
That's what I think, because I do remember hearing about this. I think it was just some shitty art thought experiment. Like, I think they made it. Like, they made
it. Right, it existed, but
it wasn't like a commercial product.
What if it was like the McRib? Right, like it was like a limited time product
whenever
that they brought
pork prices fall below a certain
like
amount.
Chick-fil-A is pretty terrible. Maybe they brought this in for like a summer.
at what point do you think you know, in the US, like at what point of crop insufficiency and such do you think we will be like, okay, it's time to start eating people? How far away do you think we are from being like, it's fine if we eat some people?
I mean, Richie, this is our election day special. It could be tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's true.
Billionaires, we can eat now.
Should be.
That's okay. That's encouraged.
I worry about eating all the billionaires only because I feel like billionaires have their things set up in a way that their money goes to the shittiest possible places after they die. Like, none of the, it's not like, you know, all the money is not going to filter to like PBS or HUD.
Yeah. It's not going like, go to like eat Jeff Bezos and then suddenly like UNICEF gets $40 billion.
Yeah. And like, I certainly don't inherit any of that. I wish I got like his business acumen and like $1 million for eating him. That's what
you guys, I think I might be a terrible person because like what I was thinking and what I thought you were going to say was, I don't know if we should eat billionaires because they're probably in pretty good shape and they're really lean and they don't have the fat content to have the flavor needed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to take I imagine it's a lot like a venison. It's like a very gamey. Yeah.
You're going to have to marinate that shit in some soy sauce overnight. Maybe an Amazon Prime membership.
I think that, parts of me would be delicious. I think you could make some very good products out of my body. I would say similar to what you do with a farm animal now.
Well, Richie, this is a different way to spin this question,
mm-hmm.
Or this like trolley situation, if you will. If your body was going to be prepared for other people to eat, what foods would you want yourself to be prepared as?
Oh, okay. This is actually a fair question. I think that you definitely want some bacon. Bacon is very trendy, but also it is pretty tasty. So you want to definitely have some bacon from me. I think I would probably, I was just thinking of what's the other food that I definitely want to be made into sausages. I'm a big fan of sausage products. So I definitely want to be cased and, you know, seasoned. So maybe like a nice bacon sausage sandwich would be appropriate.
Oh, so I'm only getting one sandwich out of you?
Yeah, well, everyone gets one. Okay. This is going to be like an episode of Goosebumps where you take a bite of me. It's so good that you get hooked. So everyone's only allowed to have one sandwich.
Well, that is what I think folklore commonly touches on with cannibalism is the hunger, right? And so
you want more.
Yeah, yeah. Very, very fun, underrated, I guess you call it a horror movie called Ravenous. Yeah. Real fun.
I had the poster for that because I worked at a movie theater when it was out.
Oh my God. I worked at a movie theater when it was out too, and I had the poster
like,
of it.
I saw it with Robert Carlyle, right? He's like the bad guy.
Yeah, it's
it was pretty good.
It's like Guy Pearce and David Arquette. Yeah, it's real good. Loosely based on the Donner Party. A lot of fun, and the soundtrack is incredible. Damon Albarn, the lead singer of Blur, took a bunch of Methodist church hymns and made them evil sounding, and it's awesome.
Wow. Methodist church hymns probably sound evil to a lot of non-Methodists just in their original form.
I'm here for that joke, but like I feel very strongly about this movie. You need to check it out and you're going to hear it and you're going to be like, holy shit, that is strong. Crazy.
I remember kind of liking it.
I'll tell you this.
The poster looked cool. I had the poster for fucking Carrie 2 on my wall in high school.
Dude, that's wild to me because it's not your genre where it is completely mine. Like I love...
a bunch of posters. I would like rotate them out as I would get new one.
That's so cool. Did you have a light up frame?
No.
Did girls find this really cool?
No.
Did other like nerdy kids though? They were like, "This is sick, dude."
Yeah, some of my friends did. Was there? I would like get friends a poster sometimes, and they'd lose their mind. They didn't care what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm that way with the posters at SteelStacks. I look through them all the time, I don't watch. I probably watch 10% of the movies that they play there, just because I'm a trash.
And those are closer to the movies I would actually want, but like, right? I don't know. I don't have a lot of places to put posters at the
full
moment.
Sized posters. Yeah,
it's Miraculous or Frozen 2 or some bullshit my kids watch.
Oh wow! Yeah. And I know you ain't putting Frozen 2 up on the wall. God, that is for
Frozen
sure.
2 so much.
I can't watch it. I haven't brought myself to it yet.
You
were so right about Trolls World Tour that now I trust your opinion. All Trolls movies. We rented it and I was like, whatever, Glenn's an idiot. He just didn't like it. And then halfway through I was like, Glenn was so right. This is not as good as the first one.
It's really not. And like, I genuinely like the first Trolls movie.
The first one's a great movie.
I was amazed because like, you see the trailers for it and my kid wanted to go. So we're like, I love my kid. I'll sit through a shitty movie to make her happy. But like, you get like a half hour in and you're like, I'm kind of into this.
Yeah. It's well done. The first one is really well done.
Yeah.
See, and here's the thing. You could have given us that as the fucking topic, Richie.
That's true.
We could have had a lovely conversation about Trolls.
Wow. I really wanted to rock the vote.
Well, Trolls, John, because I'm sure you've watched it 4,000 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of
course.
In the
quarantine, as I have.
Yeah.
It's a plot point that the Bergens, the bad guys in it, the only way they can feel happiness is to eat trolls.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's a loose metaphor for drug use.
It's never really addressed.
It's a loose metaphor for hoofu.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
So it would be trufu, troll foo.
You know, the only thing
I just thought of an idea. I have to go. I just thought of a really brilliant art installation. I'm so sorry, guys. Really enjoy your little podcast thing. Whatever. That's fine.
But do you think some shitty Bergen artist is like, guys, I have this great idea.
Yeah.
Love it. The only
like
thing
King
Gristle
is
going to
come up with it. He's the Bergen who befriends the trolls and his girlfriend, Bridget.
Great.
Oh, boy.
They befriend the trolls and decide not to eat them. All the other Bergens that there's other ways to be happy. You don't have to eat this shitty Dutch artist's garbage tofu, is what I'm saying, to feel happiness.
John, if you do yourself one favor, definitely you watch the original Trolls movie, or at least watch Trolls Holiday. Trolls Holiday, also really, really good.
Pretty good. The show, also pretty good. There's a series on Netflix. They're not every episode's incredible.
Yeah.
Did Richie just die?
Richie just fell off our Zoom call, but I will tell you this. I'm not going to be able to watch these movies because I've got a very big schedule of rewatching all of the Great British Bake Off constantly. And then when we're not doing that, we're just rewatching Taskmaster. So
yeah.
I don't know that I'm not gonna be able to slip anything in there. So
it's been pretty much nonstop Taskmaster and Mighty Boosh for me.
Nice.
Cause like, I don't want to watch, I'm not ready to watch anything new.
Yeah, I feel that.
You know, I don't want to have to think about something.
I'll tell you what.
Solve puzzles, and I want to watch old Greg.
Hey, everyone. John here from the Improvised Wikipedia podcast, joined as always by Glenn. Hey, Glenn.
Always, every time. Except for the ad we've been running for Anchor, which I've been doing alone.
Yeah, really appreciate that, friend.
We can do a new one. There are specific points we have to hit. I don't have the paper in front of me right now.
That's all right. Well, who's this week's ad? I think you were responsible for booking it this week.
Yeah, this week, Improvised Wikipedia podcast is brought to you by Regular Ass Tofu. Do you not want to be a weird Dutch artist creep and try to make people eat people? Just eat regular ass tofu. It's just beans.
Yeah. Do you want to make me fart a lot?
Do you want to be a bean curd? Do you want to show up on menus sometimes as bean curd and sometimes as tofu and confuse people as to what you are exactly? Be just regular ass tofu.
Have you always dreamed of being food but not tasting like anything?
It absorbs the flavors.
Is your mom milk but your dad's a dish sponge? Join us.
Do you want to come in several layers of firmness, ranging from silken to extra firm?
Do you want to start out firm, but eventually just become mush?
Great. I hate you guys. I'm trying to get out of this ad so fast. Use promo code FIRMDADDY at checkout.
All right, before you actually read the page, I'm just going to say some things to get some actual facts so we can win this goddamn thing. Weird Dutch artist decided to do it. Tastes like humans because there's a specific protein or some bullshit in human meat that he replicated with science. And that's why he says it tastes like humans, even though people normally don't eat people. But sometimes they do, but you shouldn't. It's bad. 2009. I thought I would have more than those.
Okay. Well, the good news is I have in front of me the official Wikipedia page for HuFu. If you're wondering how that's spelled, it's H-U-F-U.
Yes.
And this page is really big on the F-U. I'll tell you that. You guys ready?
Timmy.
I've never been readier.
This is slap me with a big old steak of HuFu, baby.
This whole page.
Give me that fake man meat.
Oh, it is so short, you guys. It is barely a page.
But
is it girthy? The fake man meat girthy?
Zoom in. Make it look bigger.
How firm is it? Is it turgid?
Are you patting it dry with a towel as we speak?
You got to press it out.
You got to
get that extra water out of there.
Yeah.
They're very moist.
And sometimes if you surround it with like little tiny baby sprouts, it makes it look bigger.
Yeah, get a little microgreens in there. Just make it look like a big old hunk of HuFu.
All right, here we go. HuFu was a product marketed as tofu designed to resemble human flesh in taste and texture.
You're never going to get the texture with tofu. You're gonna need like a isolated vegetable protein to even get close to like the texture. Get out of here.
Yeah.
The tongue-in-cheek HuFu website was in existence from May 2005 to June 2006.
They made it a year.
Live fast, die young.
Yeah.
The creators claimed that Mila Jovovich coined the term after hearing about the product's development while on a Eurostar from London to Paris. End of opening paragraph.
What does Mila Jovovich claim?
So let's just recap that. Mila Jovovich is on a bullet train somewhere in Europe and is like, I've heard of a product.
She's on the way from London to Paris. It's possible she was underwater at the time, actually.
Yeah, she's okay.
And this was peak Resident Evil Mila Jovovich.
Oh, like, yeah. Yeah.
To be fair, no one knows more about eating human flesh than her character, I would think.
I've never seen any of the movies.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I only played one of the first game, I think, for 15 minutes, and I got frustrated that you couldn't change.
You die in front of the car. You die right in front of that car every time.
Well, hey, let me get.
I didn't like that you could. I couldn't see where I was going. You couldn't change camera angles, and I got frustrated and stopped playing.
All right, history. HuFu was touted as quote the healthy human flesh alternative for quote cannibals who want to quit, as well as the product for anthropology students. Anthropology students studying cannibalism. According to its website, HuFu is, quote, also a great convenience food for cannibals. No more Friday night hunting raids. Stay home and enjoy the good, healthy taste of HuFu.
I hate every step of this.
You know, I used to really, I hated when people would talk shit on education and they'd like be like, oh, professors are all indoctrinating. But knowing now that this is a thing for college anthropology majors, you're right. Don't go to school.
Well, hold on.
Everyone
this was out. No, it's not like anthropology. Anthropology students and schools and professors weren't clamoring for this. That's just some bullshit they decided. That's all it is. True.
Okay.
All right. So
education. Still drop out though, just to be sure.
Still quit
Yeah. Mark Knuckles, the founder and CEO of
HuFu. That's not a real name.
It
says Glenn Tickle. Mark Knuckles.
He was then a student at Tuck School of Business, claimed that the concept of HuFu occurred to him when he ate a tofurkey sandwich while reading Good to Eat, Riddles of Food and Culture, a book on cannibalism by anthropologist Marvin Harris. Knuckles is also an honors JD graduate of Georgetown University Law Center. He's got his own page.
This is what happens really when you put the Resident Evil cartridge into Sonic and Knuckles. Yes. Like how the top of it would open up.
No, that's for another thing. I actually know what happens there, but that's neither here nor there. So Mark Knuckles' Wikipedia page. Mark Knuckles is a writer and regular commentator on Russian TV.
Of course.
That's all you need to know.
Where else do you go with this?
Of course you are.
He grew up in rural Virginia. All right. Just two more quick sections. Publicity. Samantha Bee of The Daily Show interviewed Knuckles. In the interview, he said, "I think that a lot of pleasure of eating the Hufu product is imagining you're eating human flesh. For that moment, you can join the fraternity of cannibals. If you want to come as close as possible to the experience of cannibalism, Hufu is your best option." End quote. Knuckles was also interviewed by a variety of radio and print media, including the Harvard Crimson and the Stanford Daily. Stuff You Should Know, a podcast, touched on Hufu during the introduction of the How the Donner Party Worked. Yeah. And then the last section of this page is closure of the site. The Hufu homepage, eathufu.com, closed in mid-2006. According to Mark Knuckles, he closed the website simply because, quote, "The world has
nobody bought my dumb idea.
The world has moved on past Hufu, and the site was more expensive to run than it was worth. The web design studio that created the site maintains a case history illustrating the design concepts that were present on the site."
I like that he says this is the closest, this is your best option for getting close to human flesh, as if there are other options. I want to know now what other foods even come close to resembling.
I mean, like, I don't know, fucking pork? Like,
right? I guess.
Like, I don't know. It's.
I will say, do you guys ever, there is a really, I guess a visceral feeling when you eat roast beef and you're like chomping it in your teeth or like beef jerky. Part of me is just like, this would have been cool to be a caveman for like a day, just eating big meat chunks.
You're a weird dude, Richie.
Yeah. It's been a while, but I don't remember that being part of it for me.
I like picturing someone like takes a big bite out of like a celery stick and was like, I wish this was closer to human.
We were so close. We almost had it. Well, they are. Are they the same percentage of water? Celery is way more water than a person. Never mind.
I thought you meant celery and
Hufu. Celery.
I'm like, I have no
idea.
I don't think it's going to mention the water content on the Wikipedia page.
Yeah, I mean, I just read you the whole Wikipedia page.
I can't believe it, there's not more.
Honestly, I think that's too much. It's more than it deserves. Poor Mila Jovovich getting dragged.
You gotta think that's made up. Like,
yeah.
You hope.
How is Billy McFarland of Fyre Festival not actively trying to remake Hufu from jail right now?
He might be. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know what he's doing. He's such an inventive young lad.
There was a news article about him that he just got.
Oh, yeah.
He just got put in like solitary.
He's in solitary because he started a podcast.
Yeah,
from jail.
That's the coolest crime. That's absolutely the coolest crime.
It's a weird reason to put someone in solitary.
I feel like, and you guys will attest to this, if he's making a podcast, he's already in his own form of seclusion. Yeah. In his mind, he's gone, and you can't hurt him anymore. He's unbreakable.
I don't know. Glenn and I seem very breakable.
We're quite fragile, actually.
Yeah.
As we'll find out the day this episode comes out.
Yeah. And in fact, Richie, I'm not going to sleep tonight because I'm just going to think about what you just said and it's going to make me cry.
Good. I can't wait to take an edible and fall asleep like a baby and never worry about this again.
Hey, have you heard about edibles? They're human edibles? Yeah, they're great, man.
Yeah, I'm not that good at portmanteaus. I'm trying to think of a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Do you like... fruit by the foot, but it's a human foot.
you can just call it fruit by the foot.
Fruit roll-ups, but it's just skin.
It has a tattoo. It has my dad's Navy tattoo on it.
It presses to your tongue.
The kind that you put on your tongue and it leaves a little tattoo on your tongue. It's that, but it's just.
But it says mom with a rose behind it.
Does Youngerman have a tattoo? If so, it's that one because I'm going to slice that little fool right up.
Have you ever seen anybody? Did you have like know anybody in your family that like sunburns really bad and like they peel in sheets?
Everyone. Right?
Yeah, don't throw those sheets, the skin sheets away. You gotta dehydrate that shit, and it's human jerky.
I started following this this vegan chef on TikTok. Been getting really into watching people cook things on TikTok.
So, I hate all of this.
I'm all about TikTok. Let's talk about it.
I only got on pretty recently. I don't watch a lot of comedy stuff on it. I mostly just watch people make bread.
Watch cooking.
And tend beehives.
Yeah.
Or like if I find one where they're just like making a thing that I don't know how to make, I'll watch 40 of them.
Are you trying to find a new apiary? Is that what's going on? So you went to TikTok?
No, I don't know why. I just came across it. My mom always tells me that she thinks I should be a beekeeper. Ignoring the fact that I am afraid of and allergic to bees.
But, I don't know that she's ignoring it at all. I think your mom hates it.
She keeps a giant jar of bee pollen in her refrigerator. I assume for the same reason like Batman keeps kryptonite. It's like if Glenn ever gets too powerful, I need to bring him down.
Glenn, I love you, but she's not going to have to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not going to take very much. I was watching this. It's like 19-year-old kid, and he cooks really good-looking stuff, but he made banana peels. Like, he made fake pulled pork, but used banana peels instead of the pulled pork. I'm like, that's a bridge too far, man. That's literal garbage.
That's a vaudeville joke.
He found its way
to our timeline.
Yeah, you can't make the recipes that Charlie Chaplin makes.
Vegan. All right, vegan.
You can't
Charlie
just boil your shoe, my dude.
It sounds like a plot of like a Nick Jr. Show where the kids are trying to get back at the babysitter, so they make her eat a banana peel.
Yeah, it's.
And she gets really sick. There's no
dies. I think. Well, because there's like tons of pesticides and stuff that go on banana peels. Don't eat them.
And no, they absolutely not. You'd be better off eating people.
Yeah.
I will.
Oh, guys, you want to hear about my new product? It's called Boofu. It's tofu it's made to replicate the texture and flavor of the banana peel, which tastes like garbage because it's what
nice.
It
Boofu.
You know, I hate to do this to you, but I'm going to have to slap you with copyright infringement because I have already I've trademarked Boofu for my tofu that tastes like butts.
What about Bofa Foo?
What about it, Clem? Bofa
Bofa. It's so fun to say it. Man, so I was wrong. It wasn't a Dutch artist, but look, shitty college kid is basically just a Dutch artist. Like,
sure. Right. Yeah, everyone's a Dutch artist until they graduate.
Yeah, fucking some sophomore at Tux is out there trying to make people meet. Go fuck yourself. Knuckles, you dumb shit. Well, go be on Russian TV more.
Richie, thank you for the suggestion. This was all your fault. Do you have anything to plug?
That's a loaded question.
Shows you got coming up?
I always just plug my YouTube channel, I guess, or if you want my hot takes on the
election.
You've
been going outside.
Yeah, I've been going outside for YouTube.
Those videos have been fun.
I'm excited for whatever the winter season brings me. I don't know what my activity is going to be because fishing's over. And I don't hunt. So those are like the only other outdoor,
you
I guess,
can
just
make
hiking.
Like a fort.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Go all Will Byers Stranger Things and make a fort in your backyard.
It's not a bad idea, honestly. Content is content. I've learned one thing. It's just keep
making things. Glenn and I have a podcast. We just did an episode on human flavored tofu.
I'll have to listen to that.
Doesn't matter what you do.
I'll check it out. That'll, you know, I hope, I really hope the world I don't know. I hope the world doesn't end because I don't want this to be the last thing I listen to on election day before the United States collapses. And it's not your guys' fault. It's my fault. I hate myself. And I thank you guys so much for
the opportunity. Well, it's not our fault that the world ends.
No, not at all.
It might be our fault that this is the last thing that you listen to,
because yeah,
you did make it. But you've already heard it, so I don't know why you would be listening.
Yeah, if this is the tape from the ring, I'm already going to die. Yeah. So it's fine.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you do listen to it, make sure you rate and review it. Five stars.
I'm going to tell my friends as well.
Yeah, bump that link.
Yeah, and if we had a Patreon, give us money.
I think people can give us money through Anchor. If you go to the show page on Anchor, you can just give us some money.
No,
you don't have to, but I think that's an option that's available to you.
$8 gets you an ad. Can't beat that.